Smosh Reads Reddit Stories is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. Back to the show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello and welcome to Smosh Reads Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today is a very special Valentine's Day episode. It's extra long, so enjoy that. And I'm joined by two people who love Valentine's Day. Courtney and Angela. I don't know if that was true or not. I just said it.
Get your sweet tarts out.
Yeah.
Get your Valentine's Day pancakes and dildos out. Whoops.
We knew it was going to happen.
We're taking it back. I'm going to say something else so we don't get demonetized. Get your pancakes and vibrators out. No, here we go. Here we go. get your pancake and Tinder out. It's nice. Valentine's Day.
I wonder which take they used.
Get your pancakes and condoms out.
Nice.
Get your pancakes and intentional conversations out.
Whoa.
Get your pancakes and your dental dam out.
Whoa.
Damn.
Get your pancakes and it's not me, it's you out.
Oh. Wow.
Do you have one?
10 options.
Do you like Valentine's Day?
Depends on the year. I like it, though, because it's like, you know, how sweet. What a Friday. Feels like a Friday.
Yeah, okay. It does feel like a Friday.
Well, look at that. Luke wore pink. All right.
See y'all. That's what it is. I love it.
You love it?
I used to love it as a kid when everybody would give you candy and you just had so much candy.
Yeah.
And I wish people seized the day more of Valentine's. I wish secret admirers would do their thing. I think people should bring that back.
Yeah.
Using it as a reason.
Yeah.
Sometimes people just need a reason. We're making this episode extra long so that you can have sex 100 times.
Whoa.
During the video.
If you have sex during Smosh Reads Reddit stories, please put yourself in the comments. I am the silent majority.
We want to get into some of these stories.
We must.
We must.
It's the season.
Okay, let's hop into these stories. First one. Ooh, this is an old school one. This is from 11 years ago.
11.
November 30th, 2014. This was posted in the relationships subreddit. I, a 27-year-old man, am concerned that my semi-girlfriend, 23, of a couple of months is with me for my celebrity status. I've worried about this in the past. This is obviously a throwaway for a good reason. Without going into much detail, I am an actor on a sitcom and have been for a few years. I am a supporting actor and most of you would not know my name, but many would be familiar with my character. I'm certainly far from a big deal. I am not famous enough to be followed by paparazzi, thankfully, but am recognized regularly on the streets. I do fine financially, but I'm not Brad Pitt. I wish, ! And I don't live a very high-profile celebrity lifestyle. I'm happy just staying in on the weekend. I recently met someone at a coffee shop. I sat next to her and we started chatting. She was down to earth, and when she asked what I did, I told her I did some acting. Nothing uncommon around these parts. She didn't seem to recognize me, and I didn't go into more detail. I got her number and we texted a few times. Then we met for lunch, and she said something that made it clear she recognized me. We've hung out since then several times. She wanted to introduce me to one of her friends who is a killer fan of the show. That made me nervous. Mm. Apparently, she is just a big fan. I didn't really like to be paraded in that way, but it was fine. That's part of my job to some extent. The thing that is getting to me is that she often refers to me as though I am my character. For example, I might say something sarcastic and she'll say, "Okay, character name." I'm not on Facebook, no. But one of my friends is, and he friended her. He showed me her page, and she wrote a few months ago, oh my God, I met my name. I think he is into me. Hashtag celeb girlfriend.
Whoa, okay. Okay, it's all laid out there.
Okay.
Look at the hashtag.
Use of hashtags on Facebook aside, it started making me think she was into me for my character or to show off and not into me. This is obviously a problem in my life. I have dated two actresses, neither of who are all that famous. Both had their sights on bigger things. I know for a fact that at least one was using me as a way to get her name out there. It worked. I'm very happy for her. Otherwise, I am attracted to students, bartenders, baristas, etc. I tend to date around, rarely in serious relationships, because I am concerned that they don't like me for me. I play a very extroverted, confident character, but that isn't me in real life. My self-esteem is fine, but I guess I'm a bit paranoid. I feel like this girl likes me, but would she if I wasn't a minor celebrity? Is there some way to know? Am I doomed to dating within the industry? Do most people realize that who we are as characters is not really how we are as people? Any advice is appreciated. Oh, and yes, I am a regular Redditor. I lurk on this sub a lot, and I appreciate the advice of those not in the industry. Thank you.
Dang.
Well, okay.
2014, a well-known sitcom side character. I'm so curious who it is.
I was having fun picturing it as, what's his name? George Costanza.
Fully George Costanza.
Fully, like, listen.
Jason Alexander just writing it. It's like, yeah, I think
she's dating me for this. Oh my God, I'm dating George Costanza.
My initial thought was Gunther from Friends.
Whoa.
Funny.
But this is, I mean, there's not even a question. Of course she's posting on Facebook about it.
You saw the
proof. Big Bang Theory?
Yeah. I was thinking about that too. But there's no, like, extroverted side character that I can think of.
Can you look up the top sitcom in 2014, please?
I think it's not just that he's an actor, right? I think seeing a Facebook post from when you first started dating someone and they're posting publicly about you in some way and, like,
it's
putting
so
your name out there,
yeah.
it's uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, this person is using them because of the Facebook.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, on the larger scale of talking about their dating life, that does suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, to be when you're speaking and that person going, okay, and then calling you a character you played is, like, so parasocial and strange.
Yeah.
Really.
You're just not treating them like a person. You're treating them like a character, and that's...
Yeah, I think that's a little ridiculous. I mean, I would have told this to this guy in 2014, it's the same now, is, like, he just happens to be dating the wrong person.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I've lived in LA for a long time. I've been in the industry a long time. So many of my friends are in the industry. There are tons of non-industry people who really don't care.
Like, tons.
Tons.
Yeah.
Tons. Yeah. Countless.
It's a big city.
Yeah.
It feels like, yeah. Once my friend went to a bar, I will never forget this. It was like my best friend, and we were hanging out, and then she was, like, dancing with some guy, and I was over there, and I was like, oh, my God, they're hitting it off. And then she was like, they started asking each other what they do, and he was like, I'm in a band, and she asked what band. And he went, do you mind if I just get to know you first a little bit? And then she came and told me that, and then they kept dancing, and then we left, and I always wanted to know!
Oh, my God, imagine if it was, like, Paramore or something.
Like, literally, I think you only say, like, do you mind if I get to know you a little bit more before?
Yeah. It's a tricky thing. I think it's something that transcends just our industry now, though, with the internet.
Because mm-hmm.
There's tons of people who are big online all over the world now. So it's just a thing, but it's a matter of finding someone. I get that you don't want to... Smosh Reads Reddit Stories is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. Back to the show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's ScoreCard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Be dating someone who's, who's into you solely because of something like that.
Yeah, it just puts you on edge. That kind of stuff can put you on edge. And if you're not feeling, like, safe.
Yeah.
Like, even it's not like this person isn't a threat, but when you feel like you're being perceived as your profession, even in, like, your home and in settings where you're wanting to be private, like, that just isn't a safe feeling.
I feel like this person, it sounds like it's happened to them a couple times, but I feel like the more they date, the more they'll be able to look out for the signs. Like,
right.
I just watched a 4-hour Billy Joel documentary, and he has four wives. He's had four marriages, and in his last marriage that he's with now, he, like, on their first date started playing piano for her, and she didn't give a shit. And he really liked that. And then they started to fall in love over their love for motorcycles and other things. And he was like, that was the first time I was kind of like, I'm going to follow that because I've never followed that before. Where it's like following the signs of connection that aren't based off of your success, but based off of something you enjoy.
Well, because your job and it's so many things, right? Your job, your looks, your even to some degree, like your skills, those are all like external things.
Yeah.
And if those are the only thing that the person you're seeing is into, you're like, well, if I don't have that?
Yeah.
There's a possible future where I don't have that.
Totally.
Or what if I can't play the piano anymore?
Yeah.
What if I, as I get older, my looks fade? What if my career goes downhill? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, oh, is the attraction only built on that?
And what's something not about me, but about something we could share together?
Exactly.
Because then there's a power dynamic there. But if we're both just like, we love anime, how fun, and we can connect on that.
How fun.
Totally.
How fun.
Angela loves anime.
Totally.
I'm obsessed.
So I think this is extremely valid, and she's painted it very clearly for him.
Yeah, I mean, posting on Facebook immediately, and you know, maybe there are certain circumstances where maybe it started that way for her, and then she's like, oh my gosh, I'm actually getting to know this person beyond that.
True.
And I know it's 2014, but I don't trust people who use hashtags on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one's really looking at that, huh?
No.
Comments. I live in West Hollywood, so I have seen a lot of this. I think the key is time, simply getting to know her better and her getting to know you better. If she is in the industry and using you, you are already learning how to recognize this. But if she is not in the industry and just a little dazzled and excited, I wouldn't take this as a death blow. She's young and our culture has become really obsessed by this sort of thing. As she gets to know you, it will gradually become obvious whether she likes the real you or not. What you are asking for, if you think about it, is what we all want, a guarantee. Does she or he really like me or just my looks, my money, my status, the fantasy in his or her head? You don't have to be a celebrity to worry if the person you are with is really seeing you clearly. Mm-hmm. We all struggle with this. Your situation just has a more easily identifiable element to it. But this is why celebrities hook up with celebrities. Expatriates with other expatriates. Thank you, Pretzel. Millionaires marrying other millionaires, you try to find someone whose life cancels out the extraneous factors. I can see why, but it doesn't really address the ultimate problem we all face. Does the person I am with really see me?
Yeah.
And to add to that, we seldom show our real selves because we are convinced deep down that we aren't all that lovable. LOL. So dating becomes a test. I'll hide who I am, and you come and find me.
I love this commenter going, need to be famous for this to be relatable.
You know, everybody deals with this. Also, I live in West Hollywood. Someone said, just admit it, you're Al from Home Improvement.
Oh my God.
I was thinking like According to Jim or Home Improvement.
OP said, LOL, I'm more like the guy behind the fence.
Okay.
So that's the level.
So I am right on like a Gunther.
Yeah.
Someone said, as a non-famous Redditor, this is somewhat outside of my wheelhouse, but I don't really think this is totally unique to the show business world. Personally, as a lawyer, just starting out and not rich, notable by any means, but still, I definitely get the feeling that women are interested in me for the wrong financial status reasons sometimes. I haven't really figured out how to deal with it either, but I'd say you should trust your instincts if you think she's using you. Otherwise, I am attracted to students, bartenders, baristas, etc. That said, I think this is the problem, really. These are probably the last types of people you want to date. You need to find someone who is more established in a legit career, so you're more or less equals, and who isn't interested in ingratiating herself in the world of showbiz.
Okay, this makes me think, I liked hearing it from the other perspective, like thinking about it that's not an actor, it makes it less fame focused, and now makes me think of like my inherent stereotypes about people. Like I have had crushes on three different painters. Because for some reason, I think they're so cool. And that's the same thing that this person's doing. But being
interesting.
Like, but is there a job, like a lawyer, that you would be like, whoa, this person inherently cool, and it's actually just a stereotype you have?
Yeah, I mean, I love, I think doctors, the doctors in my life are awesome. And I just like, because they see so much shit all the time, and they just know so much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but even them, I'm like, I'm sure they deal, we know people, we know doctors who it's like, people come up and they're like, I got a mole on my back. Can you look at it right now, even though you're homework, taking care of your kids? Like,
Yeah. OP responded to that saying, I saw someone else just wrote that I date down. I understand that, but not too many years ago, I was a student and barista. I grew up in a small town. I think being a lawyer is something you earned through your education, etc. I don't know what my equals would be, as I don't want to date anyone in the entertainment industry. She is going to graduate in May in engineering, if that matters. These are just the people I've been attracted to. I've dated professionals as well, but I keep coming back to the person I meet at quiet places. You've given me something to consider, however. Yeah, I don't know if I fully agree with that, of like, oh, you shouldn't date baristas, bartenders, all that stuff. Especially as an actor, because as an actor, you'll have a job and then you won't have a job. Yeah. And then you are back to being a barista. Like,
and if people don't know you, they don't view you as that, you know? It's not like you are inherently that. Like, we've met people in our lives before when the dynamic is set based on how you acknowledge the, like, situation. Like, where it's, yes. So she came in as being like, I'm a fan, I do this, oh my gosh, I'm a fan, creates that now dynamic that didn't have to be there before.
Right. Yeah.
It puts OP on a pedestal, which is uncomfortable.
I think also, like, he clearly is not someone who views someone's career as, like, who they are.
Yeah.
And so he needs to find someone who views it the same way, and he's worried she doesn't. Because she's making it very clear she doesn't. Update.
Oh.
I am. Jim Parsons.
I'm Michael Scott. Your kindness and sage advice was overwhelming, and I apologize for not commenting more in that thread. I did, however, read all of the comments. I also apologize if I did not respond to the many private messages I received. Several wanted to know who I was. Sorry. Some wanted to know about other famous people on Reddit, probably quite a few. And I especially appreciated the messages from those of you who have been in similar positions. Same with comments to that effect. Anyway, after thinking and reading, I decided that maybe I was blowing the situation out of proportion, but also that I needed to be honest about my feelings. Mm-hmm. She and I talked for a long time. I more or less told her everything that I said here. I debated about just showing her the post, but decided to against it. It was a great conversation and brought us much closer together. I'm happy to say that this conversation also led to the exclusivity talk. We are officially a couple now. A few things.
didn't see that coming.
She apologized about the Facebook post, but also explained it. She said that she assumed I was just a womanizing celebrity who got numbers just for the sake of doing so. The celeb girlfriend thing was sarcasm, as she figured I would never contact her. I did laugh at her use of hashtags on Facebook. She admitted to me that it was a bit overwhelming for a while because she figured I would just date within the industry. I guess she also Googled me and saw who I have dated in the past. I assured her I don't make comparisons like that. She told me that the shock of things has worn off and now she just sees me as a person. She did joke about the character thing and she said that she could never date the character I play. When she brings it up, it is just some gentle ribbing. That made me feel kind of silly. She said what many of you said, me being in a sitcom is who I am. She can't just ignore that. But she said she is much more excited about the production work than any of the acting. She wants to know how things work. Me being an actor to her is not all that different from anything else. But she warned me that many of her friends might see it differently. Some already want to know if I'll introduce them to celebrities I've never met and probably will never meet. If I did, I'd probably be in shock. When they realize how little of a deal I am, then I think we can easily blend our friend groups and whatnot. A couple of you mentioned dating down, etc. She also informed me that she has two job offers for when she graduates at large firms. One is here and the other is in Portland. As of right now, her plan is to stay here and I factor into that. I am not looking at her as the person I am going to marry. Could she be? Yes. Then again, so could a lot of people in my past and my future. Instead, I'm going to enjoy the ride. She was mature and did a lot to assuage my concerns. She even told me she thought I was using her for access to the university's library. Ha! She's beautiful, and so it seems she does like me for me. Who knows where this will lead, but I sincerely appreciate all the comments. They help me to organize my thoughts and to just say, to hell with it, and actually talk to her.
Nice.
Okay. I'm...
And I am...
The whole story is like, I don't want people to judge me for who I am. And I'm like, who is it?
And I am the dog with a blog.
Well, I'm glad it worked out. It's kind of what I was hoping.
I know.
Yeah.
She chilled out.
Yeah.
I do think the ribbing, I'm still like, I'd be like, hey, do something else.
Yeah, but stop that.
Just do something else.
Yeah.
All right. Our next story. This comes from Am I Overreacting? And we're back to current times.
We're back to current
times. This was posted in 2025.
Whoa, we're back. We're off of Facebook.
July of 2025. Oh, boy.
What's it say?
All right.
What's it say?
All right, those stories were chill. Now it's time to start getting into it.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Am I overreacting? One of my partners keeps trying to make me lactate.
Any questions?
So recently, I, a 19-year-old woman, have run into an issue with my partner, a 20-year-old man. While cuddling and other things, he starts sucking and rubbing my nipples. At first, I thought it was a one-time normal sexual thing, but he kept doing it for a couple days. Then things turned interesting when he started playing baby crying sounds while he was doing it. I asked him why, and he said, because I want to save money since I drink so much milk. He goes to the gym and is anal about his protein. Somehow, I doubt this is the only reason, as he is obviously into my breasts. I told him to stop playing the baby audio noises, but now he wazz like a baby trying to simulate lactation. I told him to stop doing it. I told him to stop doing it because men can lactate and I'd rather he does it himself. He got angry and said it was easier for women and that I wasn't being frugal and that prices were high enough.
Oh my God! I'm so happy we're together for this story!
Am I overreacting?
I'm so happy we're together!
Edit, he also bought me lactation crackers from Target.
Lactation crackers?
What a gentleman, eh?
What? We are not a vending machine!
And it's not only just for milk, it's for fucking protein muscle milk!
Huh?
He wants to build up! Tiny little piece of shit! Oh my God. He's like, come on, give it up. Like, oh.
Sorry, babe, it's expensive.
Wait,
what?
Could you imagine? Wait, is he playing like baby sounds like on his phone?
Yeah, he was playing audio of baby crying
sounds.
What
a fucking scary guy.
She's 19.
Hey, Siri, pull up babies crying.
Time for sexy time with my girlfriend.
Oh.
Could you imagine making out with somebody and they're playing babies crying so they can save money on protein?
That is so fucking weird.
Yeah. Not much else to say.
We have to be a food source too now? Oh my God.
This guy's a character, huh?
Yeah, he really is. Well, verdict, not overreacting. Comments, the amount of ews that came out of my mouth before reading the whole post. Sorry, I shouldn't have laughed, but it's rather weird. Breast play during sex isn't unusual. However, turning it into a feeding slash baby situation is strange. I feel like he's using the cost of milk as an excuse because why would he be making baby sounds otherwise? What does he think you are, a cow? This is just icky. I don't know what else to say. Has he shown other weird behaviors in the past suggesting he is into kinky stuff like this, but you just didn't pick up on it? Someone else said, this is a known bodybuilder thing. There's a misguided belief that the trace amounts of human growth hormone help with gaining muscle, but it's not true. Either that or it's a fetish. Neither is okay.
Dude, just bulk up on your own. I don't know how to explain
just
it.
Just eat some Parmesan!
OP responded, that makes sense. He takes a bunch of supplements like ashwagandha, creatine, and a bunch of other stuff. The other stuff being steroids and meth.
This is rich.
Someone said, dude, it's gross behavior without discussing it first. And not only did you not consent to this kink of his, you told him to stop and he's still doing it. That's not okay. Not in the slightest. I would be sitting him down in a serious fashion, not while in the moment of being intimate or him trying to initiate, and tell him he needs to cut it out or he will be cut out. It's not all right to impose kinks on someone when they explicitly tell someone to stop. Yes. Oh my God.
Also, just it's so creepy that in the beginning he just started like trying that without talking to her about it. Like literally, she's the Coke machine at the AMC. Like I'm blown away by this.
Yeah, he's at the movie theater like pressing all the buttons.
Yeah, he's like, can I get Glinda Sprite out of here?
Which not that good, by the way. Pink Sprite, I thought it would change my life. It didn't.
Okay, can you make a wicked margarita? Okay, lastly, someone said, how many partners do you have? Maybe you just don't need this one.
Yeah.
Lower the roster. Just because you eat the cookies doesn't mean you automatically lactate. What the fuck? OP responded, 3, but he is my nesting partner. Producer note, a nesting partner is someone you live with, sharing a home and daily life, common in polyamorous or ethical non-monogamy relationships. So likely living with this person, according to OP. I agree.
This is insane. They're going to use your body on an insane level that is not okay up to them ever.
Massive red flag. Past the red flag, it's the thing.
And just because they're your nesting partner doesn't give them a free get out of jail, free card for doing stuff without your permission or consent.
No, I don't care.
Oh.
All right, let's please move on.
That's the end of it? There's no update?
No update.
Okay, well, here's my update for you. Girl, run!
Yeah.
Run!
Update, she ran.
Yeah.
Update, she ran. That's in my... She ran.
Update, she ran.
Our next story comes from True Off My Chest. This was posted in October of 2022. This is a 31-year-old woman. My husband, who's 33, of 4 years, has a weird relationship with his pregnant coworker. 23-year-old woman, I'm not sure if I should be worried or not. It already sounds like you should be.
Yeah.
My husband has worked with Kelsey for the last 2 years, and I never thought anything about their relationship was strange until now. For the past 5 months, the amount of time that has lapsed since my husband found out that Kelsey was pregnant, he has gone out of his way to support her in a way that makes me uncomfortable. I might be able to understand his actions if they weren't so extreme, but they mostly strike me as downright strange and out of character for him. For one, when he found out she was pregnant, he came to me and asked if he could give her $1,000 to help her with some of her expenses. He said that Kelsey's baby's father was out of the picture and she was struggling. I don't know Kelsey personally, but I can sympathize with her situation. I agreed to let him write her a check for $250. I did think this was odd, though, because my husband has never been all that charitable. I've never known him to be the type of person that goes out of his way to help a coworker or a stranger, but whatever. A few weeks later, my husband came to me and asked again if we could help Kelsey out. This time, he wanted to buy a pram for Kelsey. The one he had picked out was quite expensive, so I wasn't comfortable with just giving him the okay. We spent about a week discussing it before we finally agreed to purchase a cheaper one for her. This came after he asked her if the second one would be okay. I took this opportunity to ask him how much more money he wanted to spend on Kelsey and her baby. We had already spent $500 on them at this point, and I was starting to get concerned. We had a fight about this where he accused me of being selfish. He said that he was trying to do a good deed for someone and that he thought I would be happy to support a young mother-to-be like Kelsey and her baby. I did feel a little guilty afterwards, so I backed off. Fast forward to last week. I found out after the fact that my husband had bought a $150 gift card to Babies R Us for Kelsey as a Christmas present. We had another fight about how much money he's spending on her and her baby, and again, he accused me of being stingy. I asked him how much more he planned to spend, and he told me that he didn't know. I asked him if he could see how this situation could make me uncomfortable and how it might lead to me thinking something was going on between them. He said that he was disappointed that I would think his good deed was anything other than him trying to help a coworker. He has been giving me the silent treatment since that fight and making passive-aggressive comments, which is frustrating. I can't get him to understand that my concerns are legitimate. Besides, it's not like we have the ability to keep spending this kind of money on Kelsey. In addition to spending the money, my husband also has spent a lot of time helping Kelsey in other ways. He spent time fixing up things around her apartment before the baby comes and doing other odd jobs for her.
Like kissing her?
Yeah. All of this makes me extremely uncomfortable, but anytime I bring it up, he accuses me of trying to stop him from helping someone in need of assistance or being greedy. He won't acknowledge what I think is very worrisome behavior. At this point, I wonder what I'm supposed to do. I think he really is trying to do a good deed, but part of me worries that something else is happening. I don't want to believe he would cheat on me. He's never given me a reason to suspect this, but I can't help but wonder sometimes, especially when he's gone with Kelsey to her OBGYN appointment on two occasions, though he claimed it was because she needed a ride. Does he have a point? Am I being selfish for hassling him over helping Kelsey? How should I try to get him to understand his behavior is making me uncomfortable? I'm not sure how I should handle this situation. Nothing seems to be working.
Ma'am, you gotta talk to Kelsey.
Whew.
This is her husband? They're married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This is rough.
This is real rough.
Is there a world in which he thinks he's like getting away with this?
The audacity of some people who do shit.
Because he's the father.
He's clearly the father. The fact that Kelsey is agreeing to him coming over, agreeing to all these things. Because, like, if I was a pregnant person who had somebody wanting to help who wasn't the father, who was a coworker, I'd be like, this isn't appropriate.
Yeah. Or they're in love, he's not the father, but they're recently in love. Like, there's no way. That's such an intimate place to be at the OBGYN. Yeah. That's not like, let me help her carry her groceries up the stairs. This is like, let's go get her vagina checked.
Getting the pram is a big gift that comes from people in close proximity to the person who's pregnant. Like, the pram's a big one.
He's helping out around her apartment.
Like, and going to OBGYN appointments.
Yeah.
That's his kid.
It appears so.
And guilt tripping her for being concerned because, like, you know, money like that, it kind of, you want, it needs to be a group decision, a team decision.
Totally.
Supporting another person, like, is OP looking to have a child one day? We don't know. But it's like, that's a lot of money going to someone that she doesn't know.
And gaslighting your partner when they're like, I don't want to spend all that money on that. And they're like, well, you're being stingy, is what I heard.
It's like,
that's kind of wild.
It's this also, like,
they give the money to an orphanage. Other people.
Yeah, literally.
I was going to say, based on her writing this and posting this post, this is clearly not like typical behavior from him, right? If he was the type who's always like, oh my gosh, like I want to give to this person, I want to help these people out, like let's volunteer here. It's suddenly out of nowhere, he's like, no, I want to give thousands of dollars to this person, dedicate tons of time, and you're selfish for not thinking we should do that. Like this is out of nowhere from him, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who I feel like it would be in line with behavior to be like, oh, they go out of their way for everyone. But she's not making that seem like that's the case. And it is a very weird, specific case where it's like, he should recognize, like, hey, oh, this would clearly be uncomfortable, not only for my wife, but possibly the coworker, too.
Or, like, is there any part of him that's like, this is going to give my wife the idea that I'm maybe the father?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
What? I'm acting like the father. I'm supporting the child. Is any part of her going to worry that I fucked her?
His response to her is what gives me the most suspicion.
Yeah. Right?
The way that people who cheat, like, guilt trip their partners is usually the biggest sign.
I'll be shocked if he's not the father.
And that Kelsey, the fact that Kelsey is accepting all of this tells, it kind of furthers my assumption that she's okay with it because.
It's one of those where if we get an update, I feel like she's going to be like, oh, yeah, and this one time he did this. And, of course, he did cheat on me in the past. Like, it always leads to that.
Yeah. She's not saying that in this one. I think she needs to talk to Kelsey.
Is he the father? Reddit.
Well, we have comments.
Okay.
And they write, sounds like she's pregnant with his child, to be honest. OP said, it does seem like that could be true. The only thing is he's never given me reason to suspect him of cheating. No late nights at work, no business trips, no
just
other
going to the OBGYN.
Just everything I wrote down.
Not like sexy stuff, just like father of the child stuff.
Someone said, that's his baby. Someone said, does Kelsey even know you exist? She's definitely pregnant with your husband's child. The only questions are, has he been lying to her about his marital status? And are you going to make him truthful when he tells women 10 plus years younger than him he's single? OP said, I don't know. I always assumed she knew I existed. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Update.
Yeah!
Since many of you asked for an update and you were kind enough to offer advice, I have decided to give one. The first thing I did after making my initial post was to confront my husband directly again. I asked him point blank if he was so involved with Kelsey's pregnancy because he was the father of her child. He denied it. I then asked him to introduce me to Kelsey since he had given her money that belonged to both of us. When I mentioned this, he got very defensive and accused me of being insecure. I responded by saying that I at least had a right to know the person I was helping and that he shouldn't have a problem with me meeting Kelsey if nothing was going on between them.
Yeah.
He then told me that he wasn't going to introduce us and that I needed to work on my jealousy issues. I decided to contact Kelsey the next day.
Yeah.
Gather!
I found her, or at least the woman I thought was her, through a mutual friend's Facebook page. I sent her a message telling her who I was. I explained to her why I was concerned about her relationship with my husband and requested that she please let me know if she was having my husband's baby. She sent me a very nasty message back. I will spare you many of the details. The basic gist was that I was old and unattractive and unable to satisfy my husband, so he found someone better.
Oh my God!
Kelsey, no, not my Kelsey.
Among other things, she claimed that the baby was my husband's and that he was planning to leave me, but felt sorry for me and couldn't bring himself to do it. Jeez. She ended the message by telling me that I should let him go so they could be together. It hurt a lot to read that message. It still hurts for me to think about it. I confronted my husband that same night. I showed him the message. He got really quiet and admitted that she was telling the truth, but denied telling her all of the horrible things she said about me. He said it, getting her pregnant, was a mistake, and he was only trying to do the right thing by her and the baby.
Right thing by her.
Right.
He denied that they were still sleeping together and said he wanted to stay with me and have a baby with me. I have no idea if either of these things are true. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Everything has happened so fast. A couple of days have passed now, and I'm still thinking things over. He wants us to go to counseling to try and to work through this, but I don't think I'm interested in working on our marriage. It would be hard for me to get past this if he had cheated, but the fact that he may be having a child with this woman makes it harder. If I stay with him, she's always going to be in our lives. I have thought about waiting until we can do a paternity test to make a final decision, but I don't know if I want to do that either. No. It may be easier if I just make the change now.
Yeah.
I have started looking for divorce attorneys. Most of my family and friends have told me I need to get out of this marriage, and each day I get closer to making that move. I just need a bit more time before I'm ready to make a decision. Mm. Smosh Reads Reddit Stories is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. Back to the show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Update number 2.
She ran.
Update, she ran.
I'm not going to stay with him. As soon as I'm able, I'll file for divorce. She ran. Update, she ran.
She literally has all the material. Adultery. There's physical proof of it.
There's gaslighting. There's manipulation. The DMs, it's all there.
She's got a freaking baby, man.
Oh, man.
She's got a freaking baby.
You're bottom of Pam.
Cut and dry.
She's calling you nasty things.
Hey.
You know he's saying nasty things if she's saying nasty things to you, mate.
It's simple, but it's also heartbreaking. I feel bad for her.
It's
but
terrible.
It's like cut and dry. Like, he was gaslighting her hardcore up until she had to show him the DM, and then he's still trying to lie to her. I don't believe a word he says where he goes, but I didn't say any of that stuff. No, I don't care. I don't care. It's all true now.
It's mind-blowing.
Like, you want to meet her? You're so
messed up with jealousy issues is crazy.
Yeah.
Also,
you
cannot.
So dumb.
I can't believe he thought he would get away with this. Being like, I'm just going to ask her if she'll just make some donations to this random woman.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, every time it's like, how dumb do you think people are?
Yeah.
This is making me think of something I just want to put in as a request. It'd be so cool to have a little button that's like, or like a bell.
Yeah.
And it's a, ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good.
And then like and then lights go off and we go, woo!
A disco ball comes
and it's
down.
Like, ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
I like it. Our audio listeners are like, I'm done with this show.
They're like, I like this because it's conversational. Please don't make this full of bits.
All right. And that's the end of that.
I hope she took everything he was worth.
All right, our next story comes from Am I Overreacting? This was posted earlier in 2025. Is there a logical reason for my girlfriend to say stuff like this? And there's a screenshot of a conversation.
I love text thread screenshots.
Me too.
On Reddit.
It's one message. The girlfriend sent OP a text. I'm so mad Mr. Beast is engaged. Like, how the fuck did he have no girlfriend when I first watched him? Got one. I got lucky enough they broke up. He shortly got another one later, then quickly proposed. Crying emoji. Okay.
Does she think she has a chance with Mr. Beast?
I, a 24-year-old man, and my girlfriend, 23-year-old woman, will go from some of the sweetest convos to her saying stuff like this out of the blue. I'm sure I'm not the only person that has dealt with something like this, but honestly, just trying to get an answer from both sides. Have you done this before and why? And if it's happened to you, how did you go about the issue? It feels disrespectful to hear it from somebody that states they want to be married to me one day. Her reasoning is that it's somebody famous and there's nothing to worry about, but I don't see that as a reason to be able to tell my partner that I wished I could be with somebody else. Am I overreacting? I think it's because it's Mr. Beast.
Yeah, I think that's the best.
Like, if she was writing this, she was like, oh, Chris Hemsworth is married. That's,
yeah, you'd be like, oh, yeah.
But you'd be like, all right, haha. But never Mr.
Seen
Beast?
Anybody.
Maybe she's being funny.
Maybe she's being funny.
Maybe she's hilarious.
What?
But, okay, so getting what you're right to highlight that part, because that part is so unusual, and it made me scared that maybe there's a potential future that we're living in that Mr. Beast gets sexiest man alive one day.
Nope. I will not let that happen.
Courtney will not let that happen.
I will not let that happen.
As long as you don't let that happen.
Personally, will not.
But it is interesting, like, when people in relationships out loud will talk about, like, other people. But then there's, like, celebrity crushes versus, like, God, our waiter is so hot. I wish I was with our waiter.
Right.
Yeah.
That's, like,
versus, like, I get it when it's a celebrity because it's like, oh, you're just kind of, like, simping after them in a parasocial way, right? I don't know.
Yeah, like, you're almost talking about it like a fictional character. I get it.
Like a hall pass.
I get it, but it's also something, like, with your partner to, like, know, like, to read the room mm-hmm. a little bit. And he's talking also about just, like, in the middle of a genuine conversation, she just throws things out.
Yeah.
I think it's something worth talking to her about, definitely. The verdict was not overreacting. Comments, I have never seen a Mr. Beast simp before. That's new. Someone said, I got lucky enough they broke up. LMAO what? Lastly, someone said, anyone who wishes they were married to Mr. Beast is concerning. I mean, sure, obviously he is rich, but as long as we're dreaming, think of all the famous rich people you could pick from. I'm wondering if this is an inept attempt at making OP jealous in the hopes that it'll push him to propose.
Oh.
Maybe.
What a weird way to communicate.
Yeah, at first when I heard the text, I was like, oh, maybe she's mad that, like, Mr. Beast went from single to engaged before she did. Like, you know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, even Mr. Beast can get engaged before me? And I'm like, same, girl, same.
Yeah.
But doesn't sound like that. Sounds like
there's nothing sexy about playing with people's livelihood. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Mr. Beast.
There you go.
No siree.
Yeah, I don't know what to say to this story other than he just needs to follow up and be like, hey, what?
What was that back there?
Yo, what was that?
Yeah, it sounds like he's been kind of okay with it up until this point and, like, he hasn't really voiced, doesn't sound like he's really voiced that he's kind of weirded out by it. Like, because, you know, I think couples joke all the time, like, oh, you see that, wow, that person's hot, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's like, anyways, moving on, but not like a, oh, if only my hero,
my sweet beast.
Mr. Beast would come for me.
Yeah.
If only I met you before him before you.
Yeah, yeah.
Then that's real rough. Weird.
I mean, this is such a weird text that it's like, it could be interpreted multiple ways. Is it you're talking about it in like a hypothetical or talking about it just in like a fun fictional way? Or are you talking about it like, oh, this, if only. This,
like I would jump at the chance.
This is a possible thing for me and I would do this. Yeah. There is like ways that I think couples talk about other people in you know, crushes, like celebrity crushes and stuff. That is fine. And then there are people who take it like to that next level of like really talking about like, oh, I wish I was with them.
Or like,
it's like, hey, that's disrespectful. Like,
damn, she's not single?
Yeah.
What a crazy thing.
I also just think it's strange. It can be in a parasocial light where it's like, you don't know this person. Like you think you want to date the idea of this person, but you're currently in a happy relationship, but the idea of this person you do not know, who has heavily edited all of his content. We do not know who that guy is.
Yeah. It's like acting like she has a shot, which is even more harmful to OP.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what am I, chopped liver? Chopped liver?
Hey. All right. Moving on.
No update or anything?
No update.
I wish OP had like a second example. Because
I know, it's just one text. Like one text.
I'm like, yeah, weird thing to say.
Yeah, weird.
If we posted on Reddit every weird text we got.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
It'd be a 6-hour special.
Yeah, it'd be a long special.
Absolutely. All right, our next story. This comes from Relationships. This was posted in 2016. This is a 26-year-old woman writing in about her boyfriend who's 28 and her sister-in-law who's 25. My boyfriend's sister-in-law gave him a plushie for Christmas and didn't make one for anyone else. Okay. I just want to start by saying that I realize I might be totally wrong and insecure in this situation. I just really want another perspective or something because I just can't help the fact that this bothers me and I am admittedly feeling jealousy. I have been with my boyfriend for 6 months at this point. He has 4 siblings, 3 brothers and 1 sister, and we are the shortest relationship in the family. 3 of his siblings are married and another is in a very long-term relationship. I think the shortest relationship in the bunch is 5.5 years, so I will admit I am a bit intimidated and insecure there. For Christmas this year, his sister-in-law made him a homemade plushie of this little blue baby dinosaur-looking character from his favorite game, Guild Wars. The plushie is amazing quality, and he absolutely loved it. But she didn't make one for any of the other boys who also love the game just as much. Not even her husband. In fact, she went out of her way to give it to him without his other brothers around except for her husband. Her husband was just as excited for her to give his brother the gift as she was, but it just felt off to me, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. Why would she work so hard on something for my boyfriend and no one else? And it just felt like such a personal gift that I could never match, and I just feel like she totally took away from what I gave him. I did try talking to my boyfriend about it and how I thought it was weird. He said he didn't think it was weird at all because she has always been closer to him than the other brothers. Well, shouldn't she be closer to her husband than him? He didn't get one. I don't know. I asked him if he would give it back to her saying he can't accept it, and he refused and said I'm being ridiculous. I just feel like a woman doesn't make such a personal gift for a guy unless they see them as something more. It was just how I was raised, and I hate feeling this way about something like this. I talked to my mom and sister, and they both agreed that it wasn't right and that this was most likely the beginning of her trying to push me out. Mm-hmm. I just can't help but feel like she was trying to make him like her more than me because he said she has never given him anything before, and this is our first Christmas together. I just don't know what to think or if I'm overthinking this completely. Okay. Because the sister-in-law gave him this gift along with her husband, and her husband was just as excited to give him the gift.
They gave it to them as a couple?
The couple gave it to him. She just happened to make it.
Oh.
So it feels like a couple giving him a gift more so than just her.
I don't know. There's a lot of like missing details of like, what's the overall culture of gifting at the holidays for you guys?
Right.
Does everyone give something to everybody? Or is it like, because I have a big family, sometimes we kind of secret Santa in a way because it's just so much money. It's that knitted sweater curse.
Yes.
Where it's like when you gift something that's handmade from the heart, it always stirs up some drama.
And that might be what's happening here. It might have blinded OP or just like altered their vision to tad in terms of like adding a lot of thought to something that was kind of not meant to have too much like weight.
Yeah, I think the ask of give it back to her
yeah.
is a lot.
That's strange.
That's really intense.
Or like, I just wish OP like expressed how they felt to this person instead of telling them what to do. Just tell them how they felt and sit and made their partner decide what yeah. their actions were off of that.
I would have asked the sister-in-law, like, so what inspired you to like make this? Like what gave you guys this like sure. plan?
I don't know if I agree with the sentiment that like when the gendered part of this being like if opposite genders give each other a gift and it means a lot, whatever that sentence was in there, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. it was like, then it means more or something like that. It just seemed...
Yeah, she said, I just feel like a woman doesn't make such a personal gift for a guy unless they see them as something more.
Yeah, I don't agree
with that whatsoever.
Yeah, once my best friend, him and I were like on an improv team together forever at UCLA. He was one of my roommates and also two other girls. And this was right when like big t-shirts were in. And I was getting some good ones. And he would take my t-shirts. And this is like a brother to me. He would take my t-shirts constantly, and he would wear them. So then I started to take his, because I was like, okay, I'm out of shirts. And I took his once, and his girlfriend saw me in his shirt.
Oh.
And she was one of my closest friends at the time. And she went, what is that? Why are you in that? And I was like, I can't express enough.
Yeah.
The sight of him makes me disgusted. I am not in love with him. He's just my roommate. He's taking all my shirts.
And she probably didn't know that he was taking your shirt.
Yeah, and it was just one of those things. I don't know why that made me think of this.
There's the added layer of this is a sister-in-law, and the husband yeah. was well aware of the gift.
Yeah.
That, to me, is like, hey, man, you're making it weird.
Yeah.
I also wonder, sometimes you make something cool, and then you're like, all right, I don't really want it anymore. Hey, this person might really like it. Take it. There's so yeah. many reasons why.
And I forgot my whole point to my story was that I didn't realize that my friend was triggered from past relationship of her, you know what I mean? And sure. like the second I was like, oh, he steals all my shirts, I'm out of shirts, this was a protest mm-hmm, move. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she was like, honestly, I think I was just triggered. I thought my ex cheated on me. And I was just like, what is this? You know? And then yeah. I was like, okay. So I wonder if this OP's adding some other, I don't know, layer, like trauma to this.
Yeah.
This feels like just a plushie.
Yeah, she's clearly like insecure yeah. about something.
Comments, you're reading way too much into this. As someone else said, there may be a backstory on in-joke there that you don't know about. Also, it's entirely possible that she's working on gifts for everyone else. If it's as nice as you say, it probably takes a while to make, so maybe she ran out of time. She's happily married to his brother and gave him the gift in front of her husband, and you think she's trying to push you out? That's some master-level insecurity there. Mm. OP responded saying, I guess the time thing is a good way to look at it. It does look very professional. I don't sew, so I really don't know how long something like that takes. And that's just how my mom has raised us. She has always been very protective of our father. I try not to be her because I know she can be a bit much at times, but this situation just completely threw me off. And it's honestly hard to see his other siblings and significant others fitting into the family unit so well while I'm just the outcast.
Okay.
I think she's being really insecure there. I'm like, you've been dating this guy for 6 months. Like,
yeah.
you're just not integrated
yeah,
into the family
yet.
You
just don't know what's
yet.
Going on.
Yeah, man, like, give it some time.
You're making something about you that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, her insecurity is going to be what pushes her out.
Yeah.
You're overreacting. Being jealous, paranoid, and controlling girlfriend will drive him away. You've been together 6 months, and you're already trying to determine what presents he's allowed to receive from his family?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy. You're the one making up a wedge to drive between you and his family, not her. Calm down. It's a stuffed animal, not a blowjob, which is probably what her husband got and why she didn't gift it in front of you. OP said, it wouldn't have bothered me if it was from his actual family. It's just that it's the significant other of his brother that bothered me. If his actual sister made it for him, I would never in a million years have asked him to return the gift. All right, she's losing me even more.
Yeah, she's really got to let go. This is internalized misogyny pretty hardcore.
Lastly, someone said, I think you really are looking too deeply into it. You commented that his brother was also really excited to see him get it, so there's maybe some kind of backstory here. You are coming in on half a decade to the other relationships, which can be totally daunting. They have 5+ years of fights, inside jokes, and experiences together. Good luck.
Yeah.
Update.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
What do you think the chances are that the sister-in-law and him are? Well, what's the worst case? What do you think the chances are?
Sister-in-law bought my boyfriend a pram.
Update, he ran.
My first post wasn't popular by any means, but it got a decent amount of comments, so I figured I'd update. I went a few weeks without saying anything else about the subject because everyone on here seemed to disagree with my side of things. Then last Saturday, he told me he was going to be spending the day at his brother's just to hang out. We generally make plans on Saturdays, but I hadn't had the chance to make plans official with him yet. I just figured it was implied at this point. So I asked him if I would be allowed to go over there with him. That's when he told me that it was just going to be a day with him and his brother. So I reminded him that since it is his brother's house, then most likely his wife will be present too, so I didn't really see how it was fair. Ultimately, it blew up, and I told him everything. Brought up the gift again, and just how I feel intimidated by everyone and feel like his sister-in-law is on some pedestal or something because she gets to be there, and I don't.
It's
I also
her
mentioned
house.
I also mentioned how I just feel like I was being pushed out by her and that the gift made me uneasy. He was frustrated and told me that he was going to his brother's and that he would talk to me later. So I spent all morning Saturday on edge and just completely jealous. Then around 1 p.m., his sister-in-law called me. I guess he gave her my number and asked me if I was free to meet her for coffee. I was confused but agreed to have coffee with her. I expected it to be awkward. At the coffee shop, she wasted no time to tell me that my boyfriend had told her everything. She said she wanted to meet for dinner because she wanted me to see her face and see that she was genuine in everything she had to say. She went on to explain that she had no feelings for him in the way I was implying to him and no intention of pushing me out. She said her original plan was to make the plushie for all the boys since they all play the game, but it took her way too much time to make one, so she wanted to give it to her favorite brother-in-law. I questioned why not her husband, and she said that she lives with him and he knew she was making it in the first place and that she could make him one anytime and just wanted that one to be a surprise Christmas present. I told her that I still kind of thought it was inappropriate since he was in a relationship now.
Bro.
And she just paused and didn't say anything for a few seconds.
You can't get plushies when you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's a rule.
You're not allowed to stuffed animals when you're in a relationship. Then she asked me if there was anything else that was bothering me. I used today as an example and said it bothered me that he went to her house and told me I couldn't come because it was a day with his brother, even though she would obviously be there. She told me that it is a day with his brother and that just because she lives in the house doesn't change that. She said that she kept to herself doing her own things while the boys played video games with each other and that my boyfriend came to her when she was in the kitchen to talk to her about me briefly. I didn't say anything. I still felt a bit jealous, but I just didn't know what to say. She then asked me if I had anything else I wanted to get out, and I declined. She said that she didn't want to part ways without giving me some advice. She went on to say that she thinks I'm a very nice girl and that the entire family feels that way and wanted to remind me that all of the spouses and significant others were new to the family at one point in time. She went on about how it takes time to feel a closeness with everyone and that she went through it too. She then said that she didn't want to come across the wrong way, but that I needed to work hard on my insecurities or else I would lose my boyfriend. She just went on and on at saying how I am so nice and that I am ruining a good thing by letting myself overthink these things and by being so insecure. She told me to really think about how I am acting over his own sister-in-law interacting with him. That's when my stupid brain made me say, well, if you were to get a divorce, then you wouldn't be his sister-in-law and you would just be another woman in his life.
Hello?
Hello?
That was the moment it finally hit me just how crazy I was being.
Whoa.
Wow. She gave me this look and said, well, we aren't getting a divorce, so, and I just felt completely embarrassed and apologized. She then very nicely told me that on second thought, she thinks I might not be ready for a relationship at all and that I really need to work on myself. That was pretty much the end of it and we parted ways. I spent the rest of the weekend crying and hating myself. My boyfriend didn't call me or text me at all. Finally on Monday, he asked if he could come over. So he came over and asked how it went with my sister-in-law and I had figured he knew everything, but he said that all she said was that he needed to talk to me. Turns out he didn't talk to me all weekend because he was angry with how I acted about him going to his brother's house, then bringing up the gift again, and he just needed some space. He told me that he wasn't going to put up with this type of behavior and that it is putting way too much unnecessary drama into his life. As I'm sure you're probably guessing, he proceeded to break up with me.
Oh.
He told me he really cared about me, but he just can't imagine how bad it will get in the future if I'm already acting like this with people who are his family. I begged him not to leave and that I would do everything to change, and and he just wouldn't budge. I haven't heard from him since, and I feel like I had my heart ripped out and stomped on. It hurts so bad, and I know this is all my fault. I have my mom and sister telling me how it's good riddance and how he broke up with me so that he wouldn't have anything holding him back from his sister-in-law. And this just broke me. I am so done with my family and the way they put these toxic ideas in my head.
Whoa.
I'm just done. So yeah, not a happy update. From here, I am planning on working on myself and hope to someday maybe convince him to give me another chance. I don't know why I wrote this update. It just feels good to get it out, I guess, and further convinces me I need to change.
Wow, wow,
whoa.
Wow.
Okay, hot take, her not knowing why she's writing this update. She's writing this update because the people she's looking for advice are not helping her.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
It's, from that one sentence, it sounds like her community is not building her up and is actually kind of traumatizing her.
Really where she got those things from.
And I love when we see these people on Reddit that are like, I don't really know what I'm doing here. And you're like, oh no, that's your human instinct to need like connection and community because you need help right now.
Yeah.
And you're not getting it from, it sounds like, your parent, your mom or your sister.
No. In fact, it almost sounds, and this is reaching, but it almost sounds like her mom and sister are so toxic in the way that they almost don't want her to be in a relationship, where they're convincing her that this relationship is bad.
Like, yeah, like, he just broke up with you to go be with his sister-in-law.
Yeah,
like
he's going to cheat on you.
She had the sister-in-law in front of her telling her, hey, I am no threat. I've been where you've been. It's hard. So maybe your feelings of being the new person are clouding you and making you feel jealous or something, but I'm letting you know, don't act this way.
Yeah.
And then she still was like, well, you're in my way.
Her relationship with her boyfriend was over before she went and met with the sister-in-law, though.
No,
I think he had already made his decision.
Well, yeah, I mean, that argument just sounded so messy to accuse of that, of like, people have known each other for 5+ years. Like, also, sister-in-law, that is a girl's girl and someone who everyone deserves to have someone like that in their life that is so compassionate and willing to tell you something like that.
Yeah.
We don't have, not everybody has those people in their lives.
Yeah.
And it's, that conversation sounded really tough and it sucks that the relationship had to end, but OP like needed to experience this to change for the better for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I wish OP heard the sister-in-law out and reached out to her boyfriend and was like, I was so wrong. I'm so sorry. Instead of like hiding and being like, oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh. But you know what? I also understand when you are the new person to a dynamic, sometimes feeling like so lonely and insecure that you think everyone's out to get you.
Mm-hmm.
And you like, you kind of mess with your own narrative and you're like, and that's why you need people that are going to be like the sister-in-law and not like her family and be like, hey, you're in your head. And just like how the comments were like, hey, respectfully, you're in your head, get out because you're going to ruin this for yourself.
Right.
Yeah, they did predict that.
It took a lot for her to finally register for her.
Yeah.
Because having insecurities is one thing, but when people are telling you something.
Yes.
How much you fight back and let those insecurities win is a big deal.
Yes.
And it took her to reach a certain point to then hear herself.
Gosh, that sucks.
And go, oh my God. But she's young. She's learning this now. Like, she's going to be grateful for this moment eventually, I really believe, because she's 26. There's a lot of time to change how she handles these things. And in her next relationship, not let her insecurities win.
Yeah, like when you're in a situation like that, you have, like I think you said this to me once and it hit me forever. And my therapist also said similarly, where it's like emotions are not facts.
Yeah.
And to set the feelings aside, and the fact is, like, there is so much beyond her. These relationships that have been around longer than she has, 5.5 years, this sister-in-law had 5.5 years to go after this brother.
I'm glad she like almost woke herself up by being like, if you weren't married, if you guys were getting a divorce, you would just be another woman. And then she was like, well, we're not. And she was like, whoa.
She really in that moment disconnected with her ego.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's like, oh, I'm not even saying this stuff. This is some other part of me.
Any woman is a threat.
She had a breakthrough.
Yeah, thank God.
Just a little too late.
A little too late. But
she's young.
But also never too late, because when you have one, it's like, great.
Great.
You're there.
Yeah.
Anyways, our next story. This comes from Today I Fucked Up. This was posted December 2025. as of filming this, it's like
right now.
It's a couple days ago.
Whoa.
Today I fucked up by telling my wife how hot she looked in a shirt.
Boo!
Boo! Boo! Bad.
Can't believe you did that.
You fucked up. This happened not even a half hour ago. We are going out for my mother-in-law's birthday this evening, and my wife came out and asked if the shirt she was wearing looked okay on her. It wasn't anything special, but she looked damn good in it. Really good, and I told her so. It fit great and was just the perfect amount of tight in the right places. I joked about looking forward to getting it off of her later, making the lame dad joke about the only way the shirt would look better is if it was on our bedroom floor. She laughed and said I was going to regret saying that. Turns out my mom gave it to her. It wasn't new. My mom had it for a while, but hadn't worn it for years.
When we
visited her over Thanksgiving weekend, my mom and my wife went through her closet to see what she might want before donating the rest to a shelter. My wife started to tease me, asking if I thought it looked that hot when my mother wore it. Then our kids started piling on, going extra with it after being icked out by my earlier—
The kids were in earshot?
The kids were there.
No!
There were children! A few minutes later, my phone started blowing up. My wife took no time to share this with my mom and my sisters. Now I'm getting shit from every side, and I supplied the ammunition. I have no doubt whatsoever that my wife will make sure to wear the shirt the next time we get together with my family. I love to think, like, he's like, no, everyone knows. He, like, leaves, and it cut to him in Times Square, and it's, like, on all the billboards.
The mailman goes,
no!
You want to fuck your mom.
And you're served.
And you're served.
Whoa, this is silly.
This one's silly.
This one's silly. There's no breast milk for protein here.
No. Nar. No, not here.
Nar.
Comments. Next time she asks about her outfit, just say, meh, it would look better on my mom. Smosh Reads Reddit Stories is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. Back to the show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Someone said, nah, that's not a fuck up. It's rarely a bad idea to tell your SO how hot you find them. Someone said, my wife once surprised me with some lingerie. We were getting into it, and she let me know that it was something that my mother bought for her. Needless to say, this immediately killed my erection and started a conversation about why on earth would my mother buy lingerie for her to wear for me. Needless to say, that it ruined lingerie for me for the rest of my life. Someone said, Sigmund Freud is smiling in his grave.
Ha, 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 ha. Nice comment. How many upvotes has that one got?
Theater kids, right.
How many upvotes are that?
Anyways, so.
This is silly, and this is funny.
I agree.
I have a picture of my mom in the 80s looking like really hot and cool in my apartment. And I'm like, if someone ever walked in and went, who's that hot woman? I would be like, ugh.
You would barf and jump out the window.
I'd go,
I love when a hand-me-down or a gifted, like a secondhand item fits you like a glove.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
And it was made for you, and it gets you all in the right places.
Yes.
Totally.
And usually the stuff, yeah, I wear a lot of my old grandma stuff, and it's nice and chunky big. And I love it. It's like big, chunky cardigans. And people are like, where'd you get that? I'm like from the 50s.
Yeah. Whoa.
From the past, bro.
Yeah. But I ain't doing sexy stuff in that.
No.
No.
It's like I'm picturing this top as like a crop top or like a leather.
I thought it was like a t-shirt for some reason.
I was just truly picturing normal t-shirt. He just liked her in it.
Yeah, and that's sweet.
Yeah.
And she goes, ha ha, this is your mom's.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
Like he didn't
Fuck
know.
You, dude.
He didn't know.
He
With
didn't
the
know.
Kids around? Jesus.
But the yeah. kids around is crazy.
It's a lot. It's a whole lot.
Like, let him compliment you, honey.
Yeah.
Take one.
Hey, never compliment her again.
Yeah.
That's never what she say said. Any nice thing ever again, pal. That's the lesson. Moving on.
You know, the last thing. The craziest prank back would be buying something for his dad. Nice something for his dad to wear for his mom.
Whoa. Wait, I have to tell you guys a funny story.
Okay.
Okay, so my brother and his girlfriend, they both got, they got my dad and her dad the same shirt.
Oh, hell yeah.
And for Thanksgiving this year, we're all meeting up. And my brother looks at my dad and he goes, hey, it would mean a lot if you wore the shirt Liza got you. And then he texted Liza and was like, have your dad wear the shirt. So they walk in, they're like, hey, you're both wearing the same shirt. I love that TikTok trend.
That's really good.
That's awesome.
That's really funny.
Really good.
That's really good.
Damn, clever.
Okay.
All right.
I loved it. I loved it. No notes.
Nice. Very cool.
Next story.
It is time for our final story. Can you believe it's been so long?
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
Our last story comes from the relationships subreddit. It was posted in 2015.
Oh, weird year.
It's a 21-year-old woman. My boyfriend, who's 21, of 7 months, just threw me out of his apartment because I sent him a poop sticker on Facebook. Is he being immature or am I? Remember the days of Facebook?
Crazy. A poop sticker?
A poop? Oh, yeah, like you would poke and then you could send stickers in the messenger.
Yeah.
Or can you send stickers on the wall? I don't know.
Stickers on the wall. Stickers on the wall.
I'm embarrassed by how childish and petty this sounds, especially compared to the other stuff on this subreddit. However, this is my first relationship, and I honestly don't know what to think about what just happened. First of all, my boyfriend Greg and I have pretty immature senses of humor and always have. We like to tease each other a lot and commonly partake in body humor. Like, we'll joke around if one of us farted, or after a night out at dinner, we'll drive home and pretend to be in labor and call dibs on the bathroom to deliver our food babies, aka poop. It's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
That sucks. Yeah, that sucks.
It sounds so childish typing it out, but we have a lot of fun and are very comfortable with each other. Also, we have never had a fight before and communicate openly about things, but have never had a real problem to communicate about. Tonight, I was at his place to marathon Netflix. Greg got up to go to the bathroom, and I asked him if I should pause it, aka, would he be taking a long time? He answered no, so I figured he was just going to go pee. However, 15 minutes later, he still wasn't back from the bathroom. No problem, I got up to make myself a snack. On the way to the kitchen, I walked past the bathroom and heard the sounds of an app that Greg and I commonly play on our phones. I thought this was pretty funny. On Facebook, there are sticker sets to use in the chat feature, which are basically like unique emojis. One of the sets features an anime-looking poop character and his toilet paper friend. No idea why someone made this, but I think it's quite funny and kind of cute. One of the stickers is of the poop character sitting on a toilet, looking intently at his phone, so I playfully sent this to Greg. Me, poop sticker of playing on a phone, me with an arrow pointing to the poop sticker, you right now, face with the tongue out, him, wow. I laughed to myself, put my phone away, made my snack, and went back to the living room. Greg came out and we continued to watch Netflix. However, I noticed he was being physically distant, not putting his arm around me, not sitting close to me on the couch. However, I gave him his space. He was quiet for about 20 minutes, then said, do you have a friend that you could get to take you home? I literally did not know what he was talking about. I said, what? And he repeated what he'd said. I asked him what was wrong, but he wouldn't answer for a while. I asked him if he was upset with me, and he said, I just can't believe you did that. That was just really upsetting. I said, what are you talking about? You mean the sticker? Him, obviously. I was stunned. I had no idea why he was so offended or what exactly I had done wrong, but I immediately apologized. I said, I am so sorry that I offended you. I had no idea. That was not my intent at all. I was just joking. Could you just tell me what upset you so I don't do it again in the future? He said there was something wrong with me and that I had the mentality of a fucking child. Whoa. I was really hurt by this and asked if he seriously wanted me to leave. He said yes, and I asked if he was going to drive me home. I had ridden with him and didn't have my car. He said no, because why would he after what I just did? What? I was so pissed off that I stormed out of the house. Keep in mind that this was 11 p.m. in a crappy part of town. None of the buses were running, and I felt too ashamed to call my friends. So I walked all the way home.
Girl.
Nothing happened, but I'm so mad he would force me to walk home by myself in a shady area just because of this, and he showed no concern for me whatsoever. So now I'm sitting here fuming. I'm actually considering ending things over his huge overreaction because he refuses to talk to me and explain what's going on. He keeps saying, "You should know." Then he said, "Whatever, I'm going to bed," and cut me off. Reddit, what is going on? Can anyone shed light on this? Is this even worth trying to salvage? I find his rage at this and refusal to communicate very immature, to the point where I almost don't want to be in a relationship with him anymore. Like, if he'll send me out in the cold for this, is he going to leave me on the side of the road next time we disagree on something? I'm so confused. He has never reacted like this or gotten mad at anything before. I just don't think I did anything really bad. However, this is my first relationship, so if I'm in the wrong, let me know. Thanks.
What in the world?
What the?
Does he think she called him a piece of shit?
This is you, dude. You're a huge piece of shit. Who's on his phone?
I like that she opened the story with being like, we do potty humor.
Yes, giving us context.
Yeah.
So
this even just, without potty humor, this reaction is absolutely absurd.
Also, such a vintage story about the stickers and the Ubers. It's like, whoa.
Also, girl, your life is worth being embarrassed to call your friends, okay?
Yeah.
Call your friends, be safe. I'm surprised you didn't call your friends. You're like clearly confused. I hope you have good friends that you feel like you can talk to.
Yeah, because this is so scary. And like, when someone like flips out on a dime like that and the way he spoke to her.
Yeah, that's concerning. If it's like, who is this guy?
I wonder if he was having a little bit of a moment and was very embarrassed. Because he told her he wouldn't be in there that long. And then he just was really, you know, like sometimes you'll see people that are like not, like a little bit emotionally stunted. And then when they get embarrassed, it's like 0 to 100.
Sure.
This feels a little bit like that, where like
I see that
a small little thing happened and he went like really hardcore.
What if he was jorking it?
Ooh, but then she's wrong. Her sticker makes no sense.
And then he's like, "How dare you?"
Yeah.
How dare you?
I'm not taking a shit. I'm
not
jorking
poop.
It.
I'm jorking.
I'm not poop. I'm ham.
What? I'm not poop. I'm bone.
I'm bone.
All right.
I'm not poop. I'm bone.
Whoa.
Let's read some comments here. Do you think there were maybe some other issues and he immediately just pinned it on the first thing he could blame it on, the poop sticker? Sounds like an asshole for making you walk home so late. OP said, I've been wondering this myself, if this is really because of some other underlying issue. But for the life of me, I 100% can't think of anything that would be bothering him. He's acted totally normal, and we've had a great last couple of weeks. Lots of fun dates, went partying with friends, etc. This is totally out of the blue for me, and I just want to know if he's really upset about something else. But he just won't talk to me. Someone said, I'm not sure what the fuck his deal is, but when he finally tells you what, you already know, please come back and tell me. Also, everyone shits. I sing songs about my boyfriend shitting while he shits and at other inappropriate times of the day. Dude needs a serious attitude adjustment. Opie said, yeah, I do this too. We both joke about pooping and stinking up the bathroom, go in there type of stuff. So I don't know what his problem is. I'm glad I'm not the only one who thinks he's overreacting. I'll update if I ever get an explanation for his behavior. Thanks. Someone said, sounds like he was looking for a way out. Sorry.
Oh, comes out of nowhere. Like the text, like, wow. The text, wow, back, being like, okay, what does that even mean? And then needing to immediately remove her.
I know.
From this place.
But that's just being like, hey, I'm kind of shutting down right now. Do you mind if tomorrow we reset? Like just like a little bit of a something.
Something. We did read another story one time where like a small little thing like this happened. And the guy like got in his car.
The duck.
Yeah. Oh, Mr.
Finger duck.
Lotion man. This is like lotion man.
Why did I think duck?
Lotion man.
Maybe because I heard the duck in that episode. Remember, I thought I heard it.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, this lady was
like lotion man, and he was like, we're done.
We're done. He got in his car and he left.
And it was
people
really
reach
sad.
Up because they clearly are holding on to a bunch of stuff, and then they just go. Update.
Okay. Let's go. Get the bell out.
After taking today to think about it and talking it over with my best friend, I decided to follow my instinct and the advice of everyone here and break up with Greg. He didn't contact me at all since he abruptly cut me off last night. And after he posted a picture of having a grand old brunch with his buddies on Facebook, I decided enough was enough. He didn't seem to have any remorse, and it really stung to see how few shits he gave about me. Yeah. Unintended. I messaged him, "You're a shitty person. We're over. Don't contact me again," and blocked him on Facebook. Sorry I wasn't brave enough to use the brilliant response some people suggested. The dump and turd puns were great, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. I was too mad. After I changed my relationship status and deleted our couple pics, I got several calls from Greg. I debated just blocking his number as well, but my curiosity got the best of me, so I picked up. I was met with dead silence. He was really pissed at me. I said, "Hello?" in an impatient way, and he said, "This is really how you're going to do this?" We had an argument where we were basically just shouting and blaming each other, with me mostly defending my decision to break up with him, saying I was a bitch for throwing away a good relationship on a whim. I pointed out that I'd been willing to work it out with him and try to fix whatever it was that I'd done wrong, but it was his unwillingness that made me think it wasn't worth it. After about 40 minutes of arguing, Greg started to realize that I was really serious and this wasn't just a tactic to get his attention, and he started getting genuinely upset. He said, "Please don't break up. We are so good together," which was actually hard for me to hear because up until this point, we have had a really great relationship, so I started to feel really bad. However, I kept thinking about how I'd never trust him with my safety again and how galling it was that he hadn't been concerned about me or my well-being until he'd noticed we were now broken up. Also, how surprised I'd been by his anger and name-calling. I'd never seen that side of him before and no longer trusted who I thought he was, so I tried to stand firm. Long story short, we talked slash argued for a while longer, and Greg thought that talking about the problem would be enough to get me to stay with him, so he confessed, and it was really stupid, in my opinion. Basically, about a week ago, I hung out with Greg and his buddies. We are both gamers, and they were having a game night and asked me to come along. The attitude of that whole group is to trash talk each other and playfully rib each other, especially while gaming. So that night, when we were playing games, I joined in on the trash talk. None of it was mean-spirited. To me, it was just take some of that, yeah, eat shit type stuff. But apparently, Greg felt embarrassed because I beat him a few times in front of his friends and gloated about it. Oh. This was my bad, but everybody was But everybody was making a huge show of gloating and peacocking after every victory, so I thought this wasn't out of the ordinary if I also did it. I thought it was just part of the fun, but in hindsight, it was probably weird and I probably should have acted differently. Also, they kept making comments like, "Wow, you're basically dating a dude, and you know your girlfriend is basically just like a girl version of name of dude in their group," to Greg, because they were surprised that I was willing to have frank discussions about certain topics like poop, sex, etc. I got the vibe they didn't spend that much time around girls because they were acting so surprised every time something like that came up.
Whoa, she said something.
I knew it was going to be something that his friends or something swayed his opinion on how they normally act around poop and stuff.
Whoa, I can't believe you beat me in video games. I guess I just don't hang out with that many girls.
It was like that mentality of, "Whoa, girls don't fart or acknowledge farting. This is weird." I brushed it off, but I guess afterwards, Greg's friends kept teasing him about that night and made some assertions that I was too manly and that I didn't or wouldn't respect him because I was manlier than him.
His friends sound like a great fucking time.
Yeah, I remember it's 2015 in this story.
Oh, you're so right.
Remember,
Ronnie Kill's Facebook wall.
These men have not learned.
And also, because I'd been beating him slash peacocking about it, I'm not entirely clear, but he made it clear that a lot of the mocking was going on. So I guess this has been festering inside Greg ever since then and making him insecure. The poop sticker thing sent him overboard because he thought I was making fun of him because I didn't respect him. He interpreted it as me calling him a fat pile of shit and thinking I couldn't get away with that. His words. It's still not entirely clear to me. He didn't do a great job of explaining it and was very frustrated that he had to articulate his feelings. I wasn't impressed. I will probably get flack for this, but I didn't feel very much empathy about his problem and thought it was kind of ridiculous and stupid. If Greg had brought this up to me at any point, we could have had a discussion about it and I would have toned it down, though I disagree that my behavior being manly was somehow something for him to get insecure about. Unattractive? Okay, I could see it. But it seemed like it was being turned into an emasculation thing by his friends, and it's hard for me to wrap my head around that. It feels almost red pill-y, but I don't know enough about it to really say that. I don't really know how I feel. Anyway, I personally didn't think it was something for him to have such a strong reaction about, and it was a problem that could have easily been talked over if it had bothered him so much. I still didn't think it was anything worth kicking me out and ignoring me for or name-calling. Nothing is worth that, in my opinion, but again, this is my first relationship. I'm probably just being selfish and pissed off. Regardless, it's over now. I told Greg he needed to grow up, but it wasn't going to be with me. His reaction was extremely immature and irrational. He acknowledged that, but was still angry at me for, one, insulting him with the sticker and not showing him respect, even though we always teased each other. I guess this goes back to the trash talking. And two, for wanting to break up. He said, give it a few days and think about it. But I firmly said I didn't want to date him anymore. He said his friends were right, and I was actually a cunt who didn't care about him or respect him. I hung up. He's been calling me some more, but I'm going to go see Inside Out with my friends and feel some feels and not worry about him again.
2015.
It's 2015. I guess we both did some things wrong, and we both need to do some maturing, but for now, I don't feel too bad. I'm still pretty pissed off, but surprisingly not that sad for my first breakup. Maybe it will hit tomorrow, or maybe I'll find a debonair professional type at the movies who will teach me how to have an adult relationship and let me send him poop stickers. Anyway, thanks for the support, Reddit. I feel better.
Great.
Oh my goodness. Update, she ran.
Update, she ran.
Wow, that was very 2015. I can't believe the term red pill was around. I forget that was around back then. Yeah, I mean, I know it's a Matrix term, but still.
True. Wait, that's why it pissed her off that he went to the grand old brunch the next day. Because it was a bunch of guys who don't hang out with girls who think it's manly if a girl talks about poop.
And they're at brunch. The most feminine, amazing thing.
I know. Shocking.
No, that's unfortunate.
I'm so glad she got out.
The fact that she's there being like, hey, we both did things wrong. It's like, I'm not really seeing much on your end.
You really did nothing wrong. No, it's the emotions are not facts. Like, everybody in this friend group was shit-talking each other and playing and winning. Why should she not be allowed to do that?
Yeah.
It's pure
insecurity.
Yeah.
Or just bad friends. Like, it seems like he was fine with it until they got in his ear. And they were like, I don't know, your girl's kind of like a man.
Yeah. Jesus.
What a limiting belief to only hang out with one type of person. And then people who differ from you are a threat to you.
Yeah.
They're like, dude, if your girl farted, run, dude. Run like, far away.
They're not supposed to do that. They're not atomically built. They're supposed to just make us milk for protein.
Literally, they're just there for milk, dude.
Dude, that's literally it.
She played video games? You're kidding.
Her hands aren't supposed to anatomically work that way.
But was she just like bleeding out milk all the time? What happened to her milk jug?
Oh, Jesus. Well, that's all of our stories today.
Thank you so much. You did a great job reading them.
Thank you. And you did a great job reacting to them.
I know we have a lot of couples who listen to our show together. So hopefully this strengthened some relationships, and if it broke some, I'm sorry.
We're sorry.
But maybe hopefully for the best.
Update, she ran.
Update, she ran.
Well, anyways, I hope you all enjoyed this, no matter how you're spending your Valentine's Day. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, and if you're doing Valentine's Day and it's just you, I hope you're treating yourself and having a lovely day.
I love you.
Yeah, buy some chocolates, either for yourself or for someone else. Who cares? Or if you don't like chocolate, I don't know.
Get some milk.
Some else. Yeah.
Get some milk. Or sew someone a plushie.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Hey. Love ya.
Love you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.